I did wrong. I would have sullied my innocent flower, breathed guilt on its purity. The Omnipotent snatched it from me. I, in my stiff-necked rebellion, almost cursed the dispensation. Instead of bending to the decree, I defied it. Divine justice pursued its course. Disasters came thick on me. I was forced to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. His chastisements are mighty, and one smote me which has humbled me forever. You know I was proud of my strength, but what is it now, when I must give it over to foreign guidance as a child does its weakness? Of late, Jane, only of late, I began to see and acknowledge the hand of God in my doom. I began to experience remorse, repentance, the wish for reconcilement to my Maker. I began sometimes to pray. Very brief prayers they were, but very sincere. Some days since, nay, I can number them, 4, it was last Monday night, a singular mood came over me, one in which grief replaced frenzy, sorrow, sullenness. I had long had the impression that since I could nowhere find you, you must be dead. Late that night, perhaps it might be between 11 and 12 o'clock, ere I retired to my dreary rest, I supplicated God that, if it seemed good to him, I might soon be taken from this life, and admitted to that world to come, where there was still hope of joining Jane.